Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's been a long winter for people living on the edges of Timmins, listening to snowmobiles with loud exhaust systems that have been altered, supposedly to increase horsepower. The number of complaints to city police has increased. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says the department will take no position on the horsepower claim.
Nonetheless, altering the exhaust system on your snowmobile is an irritation for your neighbors, so there has to be some common ground that we can reach.
With a few weeks left in the season, DePazzi says it's possible to enjoy sledding without annoying your neighbors. And if police pull you over, you can expect a $110 fine. Tomorrow's federal budget will include a grocery rebate. Sources say it will be geared to lower-income families tied to the GST credit. Other affordability measures will be front and center in the budget, including a plan to scrap junk fees. Those are the hidden charges on goods or services that inflate the cost. Sources say other big-ticket items in the budget include investments in the clean industrial economy. Internet and cell services still lacking in rural and remote Canadian communities. The Federal Auditor General says 1.4 million households are still without reliable service. The situation is the worst for First Nations communities, where just under 43% have access, and 52% of households in rural and remote communities are able to connect to reliable internet or cell service. AG Karen Hogan finds that while service has improved since her last audit, the government is still not sure if the services available are affordable. She says the lack of high-speed internet and cell service in rural and remote areas affects the ability to use online services and participate in the digital economy. Back now to Timmins history and naming streets. Karen Bachman has already told us that the first street names and address numbers were created in the middle 19-teens. They replaced the method of giving directions by mentioning where something was in relation to something else.
Everybody thought this really probably isn't a really cool idea if you're trying to actually get people in town who don't know anything about the town to move around town. So that's when they started it.
Next week, we'll get to the most recently changed names of streets and after whom they're now named. In country 93-1 sports, the NOJHL East Division semifinal between Timmins and French River switches to Noelville tonight and tomorrow. The Rock won the first two games at home, 8-2 Friday night and 7-0 the next night. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.